Hi, this is Dr. Cassandra Quave, and you are listening to the Foodie Pharmacology Podcast. Have you ever wondered where your food comes from? Not just where it's grown today, but where it originally popped up in the world? Have you ever bit into a delicious, red, ripe, juicy fruit and wondered, hey, why is this red anyway? What's responsible for this amazing flavor? Or you might even ask, is this good for my health? Could it even be medicinal? Foodie Pharmacology is a podcast built for the food curious, the flavor connoisseurs, chefs, science geeks, foodies, home cooks, health nuts, and adventurous taste experimenters out in the world. So join me on this adventure through history, medicine, cuisine, and molecules as we explore the amazing pharmacology of our foods. In this first episode, we're going to take a closer look at the world's single most traded spice and explore its origins, how it's processed, which compounds yield its distinct flavor, and what impact it has on our health. This unassuming spice graces dining room tables in homes and restaurants across the world. We shake it onto our food. Its tiny black specks are dusted onto our meats and vegetables as part of the pre-meal ritual. It adds a bit of heat, that extra kick to our food that takes it from simply tasty to delightful. Do you know which spice I'm talking about? If you guessed black pepper, you'd be right. What if I were to tell you that this cheap, common spice was once valued as a panacea or a cure-all, and that it was only available to the wealthiest families that were able to meet the spice trader's steep fees? What if I were to tell you that the natural compounds found in this spice impact the way our bodies metabolize other chemicals, from antibiotics to natural plant compounds like curcumin? While today we may take it for granted, black pepper has a rich history as a food and a medicine, and continues to be the top spice traded globally today. Let's take a closer look. Like many favorite ingredients found in a kitchen spice cabinet, this could just as easily be found in a medicine cabinet. Black pepper has a strong foundation in history as a highly valued medicine. For example, in traditional Chinese medicine and in Ayurvedic medicine, it was used to treat a variety of ailments ranging from pain to chills, headache, rheumatism, and even fever. The essential oils extracted from black pepper are still used today in Ayurvedic practice as a massage oil for pain management, and the tea is drunk for migraine headaches. The trade of black pepper dates back to at least 4,000 years ago, and peppercorns were distributed across Asia all the way to Egypt. Black pepper was used by the Egyptians in their mummification practices, and dried peppercorns are even found inside the nostrils of Ramses II, who was laid to rest, get this, roughly 3,000 years ago. It became a major spice of trade in the Roman Empire as well, with references to its steep cost appearing in texts written by Pliny the Elder going back to the 1st century AD. As the trade of black peppercorn spread across Europe, it quickly took its place as a panacea for various diseases there, ranging from constipation to toothache. Its value was so great that it was even used as a form of commodity money for some time. Now, I don't know about you, but I have a hard time imagining paying my rent in peppercorns today. However, that was once a possibility. Now, as supply and trade networks eventually expanded and access improved, the prices eventually did come down on black pepper, and this once luxury item began its path towards the humble place it now resides as a complimentary perk provided freely in pre-ground form at cheap fast food restaurants or even in fresh ground status at some of the more upscale restaurants. Black pepper changed the world in terms of economics, trade, and it was one of several plants that served as the impetus for global exploration. But where does it actually come from? The black pepper plant is a perennial woody vine that originated in the tropical forest of Kerala in southern India, though today it is cultivated in regions spanning from India to Asia. The botanical name of this plant is Piper nigrum, and it belongs to the Piperaceae family. If you're a fan of the Polynesian root drink known as kava and have noted the peppery undertones of that beverage, you shouldn't be surprised to learn that kava is also a close relative to black pepper, botanically speaking, and is found in the same genus. So, how did we take this tropical forest plant and make it into a spice? Well, like many other plant-based foods, some initial processing is required. The hard black peppercorn that we are familiar with is actually the dried remnants of the pepper plant fruits. To make black pepper, the small drupes are harvested while still green and unripe. Some people blanch them in boiling water and then lay them out to sun dry, while others simply hand pick apart the fruits and leave them to sun dry. If you're wondering what a drupe is, it is a botanical term used to describe a fleshy fruit with a thin skin and a central stone containing a seed. Other common drupe foods include plums, cherries, and olives. While they are drying in the heat, the fruits also undergo fermentation, driven by the microbes that naturally occur on their skin. The end result is a hard seed covered with a wrinkly black skin made up of the fruit skin and its flesh. Now, here's another neat fact. White pepper comes from the same exact plant. The difference comes down to how the fruits are processed. White peppercorns are made by harvesting the ripe or nearly ripe drupes, boiling them in water until the flesh and skin of the fruit soften and can be rubbed off. And then the white seeds are left out to dry in the sun in the same way that black peppercorns are. So, if you're wondering about red peppercorn, stop there, because red peppercorns do not come from the same plant species as black pepper, or even the same botanical family for that matter. Red peppercorns come from the same family as mangoes, cashews, and poison ivy, and it is for this reason that some people with allergies to tree nuts or to the poison ivy family can safely eat black or white peppercorns, but not the red ones. What gives black pepper its delightful kick? You know what I'm talking about. That tingly sensation that you sense on the tip of your tongue upon contact. All across the plant kingdom, plants produce specific compounds known as secondary metabolites to serve as means of defense against insects, microbes, and herbivores, and also to attract certain organisms to pollinate their flowers and disperse their seeds. In the case of black pepper, a major secondary metabolite found in the peppercorn is a compound known as piperine. Do you see that play on words? Piper nigrum, its main compound, piperine. Piperine belongs to the alkaloid class of molecules. Alkaloids are characterized by the inclusion of a nitrogen molecule in its ring-based structure, and these are often associated with psychoactive effects. Other examples of alkaloids include stimulants like caffeine found in tea and coffee, hallucinogens like psilocybin found in magic mushrooms, or pain relievers like morphine found in the opium poppy. Piperine won't make you hallucinate, but it does act on pain-sensing nerve cells called nociceptors. And that pungent, tingling reaction that you feel in your mouth upon contact is due to the activation of these pain cells. Both black and white peppercorns contain appreciable levels of piperine, ranging from 2 to 9%. The next time that you have the opportunity, compare the flavor of fresh black pepper and white pepper. You might notice a difference in the complexity of taste. While white pepper is delightfully pungent and tingly, you're going to notice something a little bit special about black pepper. It has an additional level of complexity. Can you sense those notes of pine and mint and citrus? You should. The black dried skin and flesh of black pepper contains volatile compounds known as terpenes. This is the class of compound responsible for that immediate wave of sensory impact you can detect when you crush a fresh leaf of mint or basil. or when you slice into a lemon and are hit by that sensation of citrus. In black pepper, there is a mix of germicrine, which is common to mints, limonene, which is common to citrus, and pinene, common to pines. There's also phalandrine that we also find in eucalyptus, and caryophyllene, found in cloves. Importantly, in addition to their aroma, these compounds are produced by the pepper plant for their insect repellent and antimicrobial properties. The levels of piperine and terpene sensory compounds found in black pepper can vary greatly depending on the conditions under which the plant is grown. Much like the variable flavor of coffees grown in different regions of the world, the chemical makeup of black pepper changes based on factors like soil acidity, rainfall, elevation, environmental stressors, and more. From a pharmacological standpoint, piperine is an extremely interesting plant compound. Studies have shown that it can change the way our bodies metabolize or process certain drugs. For example, piperine has been shown to enhance the bioavailability or the proportion of the drug taken that actually enters circulation in the body of certain drugs, even including antibiotics and pain medications, and it can do this at a range of up to 30 to even 200%. Piperine has also been shown to increase the bioavailability of curcumin, a powerful anti-inflammatory natural compound found in another spice, turmeric. And it can do this by almost tenfold. This demonstrates that the combination of certain spices in our foods can yield enhanced health effects of our diet. The most important compounds responsible for the flavor and pharmacological activity of black pepper are volatiles, meaning that they are volatile, they're unstable. This is why pepper can lose its flavor and aroma if you leave it in the open air and in the light, especially if it's been pre-ground or pre-cracked. Piperine can be transformed from a useful, incredibly health-benefiting, and flavorful constituent to its nearly tasteless counterpart of isochavosine if it's stored improperly. Here's a little homework from your professor. Try out the difference yourself. Compare a pre-ground pepper shaker on a neutral food base, like a starchy potato or white rice, and then I want you to compare that taste to fresh ground black peppercorn. Can you taste the difference? You should. It's because of a change in the chemistry of your food ingredient. Remember, change in flavor often corresponds to a change in the pharmacological value of your spice ingredient. So when you're able to taste that pungent black pepper, you know that you're not only getting the benefit of a flavorful meal, but you're also getting a health boost. Here's my advice. Buy whole peppercorns and grind them just before eating or during cooking to bring the most flavor and the greatest medicinal kick to your meal. Next time on Foodie Pharmacology, we will take a closer look at my favorite botanical beverage, coffee. While this plant and its psychoactive stimulant alkaloid, caffeine, helps us get going in the morning, it also offers a number of different health benefits. But did you know that at least 60% of all coffee species are threatened with extinction? Tune in next time to learn more about what this means for the future of one of the world's favorite beverages. I'm Dr. Cassandra Quave, and you've been listening to Foodie Pharmacology, the podcast for the food curious, recorded in Atlanta, Georgia at the Emory University Center for Digital Scholarship. Get updates on our latest episodes by following or liking the Foodie Pharmacology Facebook page. If you've got an idea for a future show, reach out to me. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Quave Ethnobot, spelled Quaveethnobot. See you next time.